Good morning, this is Barbara Nebraska, and today is June 21st, 2010, and it's our 24th wedding anniversary. I'm kind of a sentimental person, and I thought I'd relive the day and the days leading up to our wedding 24 years ago. And I'm relying a lot on memory, and I asked a dear husband for some help on remembering some of this. I can't find the program, so that kind of made me sad. I want to find out what our readings were. Well, it started out on Friday night, June 20th, where we had the rehearsal at St. John's Church on Creighton University's campus. My husband and I both went there, and I just remember laughing a lot, just giggling a lot and during the practice. And we had our main celebrant was Father John Lynch from Creighton, a Jesuit, and he did the marriage preparation. And then the concelebrant was my mom's oldest brother, Father John, who was a Franciscan, and Uncle Father Paul, who was an archdiocesan priest, my dad's oldest brother. Then we went to St. Anne's, the lower hall, their social hall. I taught at St. Anne's, which is an Italian parish in our town. And we were able to get the social hall at a very inexpensive price. And my mother-in-law carted, I think, 4 pans of lasagna from Maryland for the rehearsal. And my husband and I picked fresh strawberries from a berry farm in the area. And of course, we had Goodrich ice cream for our dessert. And I remember a lot of good laughter there, too, and some good toast. My husband's brother was the best man, and I remember he was very nervous making a toast during that time. Then the next day, we got married at 10 a.m., and I wore my mother's dress. It was 30 years old at the time when I wore it, and it was a beautiful lace dress, and it had aged to a really pretty ivory color, and I just loved it, and the bridesmaid dresses really matched it. They wore a pink satin dress with the ivory lace over it, so my colors were pink and ivory, and my bridesmaids were my younger sister, Chris, and a junior bridesmaid was my youngest sister, Becky, and then my friend from college, Dottie, was a bridesmaid. And then my husband's groomsmen were his brothers, Dave and Rick, and then I also had my two older brothers, Dave and Steve, as ushers, and my friends from college, Janet and Chris were usherettes. You know, we had an equal opportunity ushering, so, and they did a great job. They were perfect for that job. Then we had two flower girls, Megan and Jennifer, and then Willie, who was from, Megan and Jennifer were my cousin's younger children, and then Willie, who was from Maryland, who was a family friend of my husband's. He was a ring bearer, and they were really cute. And in my bouquet, I had some of my dad's roses. My dad had beautiful roses, so we were able to stick that in. And then my husband, always into different flowers, even at that time, he had a gardenia for his flower. And he wore more of a morning suit, a 10 a.m. wedding. He just wanted to wear something like that, which had a tie and a gray vest. And then I just remember my dad's friend, Ray, he offered to videotape. And 24 years ago, it was videotape, VHS, and you didn't hire someone to do this. You just had a friend who did it. And I remember him coming around and, you know, taking pictures with his big old camera. And then he also had a tripod. And the one regret I had when he did give us the tape, I didn't ask him specifically to record the homily because he turned it off during the homily. So I don't quite remember what the homily was about. And then we took pictures before the wedding separately so that when I walked down the aisle, my husband saw me for the first time. So I'm a traditionalist there. But I did have both my mom and dad walk me down the aisle, and that was really cool. Then we also, this was big during our time of year, 24 years ago, we had a banner on the altar that said, "Love one another as I have loved you." And that was in pink and white. And of course, I had the letters for it because I was a teacher, you know, traced out the letters. And it, even though it was a 10 a.m. wedding, it was hot. I think it was the hottest day so far that year, you know, first day of summer. And there was no air conditioning at St. John's at that time. Whew, so it was hot. And I remember my college roommate, Carol, she read one of the readings, and the woman I student taught, who was my student teacher, my cooperating teacher, Diane, she read one of the readings. And the music was really beautiful. One of my roommates, Kate, and her soon-to-be husband were provided music, and Amy did the Ave Maria, and that was beautiful. Then we had petitions. I believe my brother Steve read the petitions. And then the offertory, my Aunt Jean and my Aunt Lorraine and my husband's friend Vernon, who was also a staff member at the Francis House, the Catholic worker, they brought up the gifts. And then after the Eucharist, my friend Dottie read a reflection. Boy, I wish I could find that. I wish I could find that program. Then my favorite picture of the wedding was when it was all over and the kiss, and we ran down the aisle, and the doors were open at St. John's. And so my veil's blowing. We had both big, huge smiles and running down the aisle. We were man and wife and husband and wife. And so I have a picture of that. The flying bride and groom is what we call it. Then we went to our reception site, and it was about noon, and we had a buffet, and we just offered champagne with strawberries in it because it was noonish. We didn't have a full bar, and we had a four-piece violin or string ensemble playing to provide music. And I remember the receiving line was long, and that was long to stand there. And Bill from Maryland, I remember him bringing over a Coke for us, because that's, you know, a long time to stand. And that was very fun. And my cousin Kathy was the guest book attendant. My cousin Jennifer and Bridget were the gift table attendants. And my Aunt Pat, Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Pat, they were the greeters when people came, you know, because we didn't come right away because we had more pictures. And then after that, we changed up and we went to get ready for our honeymoon, said goodbye to everybody. And we drove down to Kansas City. And we went to the art museum. And we also had, in those days too, you know, we didn't have GPS, so we had to pull out a map. And we had to find a Catholic church for Sunday. And we also ate at Stevenson's Apple Farm, which I remember was a really yummy place, kind of a family yummy place. And then we went to Worlds of Fun. And my husband said we went to a baseball game, a Royals game. I don't know if I remember that very well. And, we went to the Nelson Atkins Museum. That's what it's called. So then we drove back home after a couple days in Kansas City, and my husband carried me over the threshold. So that was 24 years ago when we got married. Now we have three boys, which are all taller than me, or is it all taller than I? And that was our life together. So one thing that I remember too is knowing that my husband and I both memorized our marriage vows, and we use the traditional ones, and we think of it as a prayer, and pray it often too, that we will live those vows. So everybody have a good day. We are going to go to Mass at St. John's. Since we're both teachers and have most of the summer off, that's one of our traditions, is we go to Mass where we got married. And the church looks a lot different than when we got married, but it's a very fun tradition. We go out to eat afterwards. And also it's St. Aloysius Gonzaga's feast day too, which is kind of neat because our oldest son picked him as his confirmation patron. And, you know, he was just looking through saints, and that's the one he identified with. And when I found out that was his feast day, I thought that was pretty cool. So have a good day.